Hi, you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. And no, we're not trying to sell you anything.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Bells in the Batfree, episode 127, December 23rd, 2011. Copyright 2011 by John Bell Creative, LLC.
I'm Mr. Crunchpie, Mr. Arnie Crunchpie.
Oh, don't start.
And I have come by to find out what we're going to do for Christmas this year. For Christmas.
Whoa, slow down.
For Christmas. This year.
This year.
We're going to do something big and loud and musical and explosions.
No, Arnie. We're going to have a nice, quiet little episode for Christmas.
Quiet episode?
You know, like sitting around the fireplace, telling stories, petting the dogs.
Oh, dogs, that reminds me, Mr. Bell, I've come up with a great invention we can use for your Christmas podcast.
All right, Arnie, what's your invention?
Well, everybody loves animals, right? Cats and dogs and animals like that. Well, the most adorable animals are where?
In the movies.
No.
On TV.
No.
Rooting through my trash cans.
In the comic strips.
The comic strips? You mean like in the newspaper?
What's a new...
You mean like on your iPad?
Oh, yeah. Like, just this thing. We got Garfield.
Yeah.
We got Snoopy.
Yeah.
We got Marmaduke.
Oh, yeah, the big dog.
We have all the dogs in Blondie.
Oh.
You know, Daisy and the Pups.
Okay, I understand. There are a lot of cute animals in the comic strips. What does that have to do with our podcast?
I have invented a way to lift these comic characters off the page and into three dimensions so they can be on the show.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You have invented something that allows comic strip animals to come to life, more or less?
Yeah, more or less, and I call it...
Do I really want to know what it's called?
Probably not. The Ink and Paper Animator, you later.
Uh-huh.
I was going to call it the Ink and Paper Animal Animator, you later, but I thought they'd be going a little too far.
Yeah, they'd be going a little too far. So how does this thing work?
I simply put the newspaper below the lens right here, and I aim it at the animals that I want to animate, and then I push this button.
Nothing's happening, Arnie.
What do you think? It happens instantly?
Well, usually your inventions
Oh, come on. It takes a while to animate things that are on paper into real life. You think it just happens like being like that? No, you gotta wait a little while, Mr. Bell.
All right. We'll wait a little while. What should we do while we're waiting?
Well, I can make you a 7-course lunch with my 7-course lunch you later.
Okay, that sounds good. Go ahead.
Here you go. Piping hot.
Now, wait a minute. How come that works instantly, but your animator later thinking paper thing...
Mr. Bell, just calm down. Calm down. You just don't understand. Stand science.
I guess I don't.
Now,
I
made everything except something to drink. You got any sodas?
Yeah. Let me go down to the break room and get a few for us. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes, hurry.
All right. Be right back. He can instantly whip up a 7-course lobster. He's got lobster and a steak and a salad. He can whip that up instantly. One lousy little cartoon character. It takes him, I don't know. Okay, let's see what's in the fridge here.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
It's you. It's Mr. Starnbormer from the
Squirrel Network.
Yeah, what are you doing in my fridge?
Well, I'm not enjoying quality sodas. Why do you always buy cut rate?
Well, I'm sorry. I'll just,
Now be quiet.
Righto.
You may not know it, but you have a contractual obligation to do a Christmas special for the Squirrel Network.
Christmas special? What kind of Christmas?
At what point did I say you could talk? Better. You're probably wondering what kind of Christmas special. You may now speak 3 words.
Yes, I was.
Look at these classic Christmas specials and see if you notice a pattern. Yes, you may speak. Speak, boy. Speak.
All right. Charlie Brown Christmas. The kids put on a show and discover the true meaning of Christmas. The Grinch who stole Christmas. A miserly old soul attempts to ruin Christmas, but discovers the true meaning of the season. A Christmas Carol. Scrooge. Scrooged. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Disney's Christmas Carol. Hey, Scroogey. And Tiny Tim's Revenge. A miserly old soul gets visited by ghosts and discovers the true meaning of Christmas. Harold and the Aliens. Harold defends Earth from a horde of flesh-eating zombie vampire aliens from beyond Mars and discovers the true meaning...
Have you noticed a pattern?
They're all in prime time?
They all discover the true meaning of Christmas. That's what you're going to do. You're going to have a podcast where some adventure happens and everyone discovers the true meaning of Christmas. That's what sells.
Oh, okay. Do you know what the true meaning of Christmas is?
That's not my job nor my concern. At this point, all I want is a heartwarming podcast adventure.
Oh, well, I guess, sure, we can throw something to, we can, with a little planning, when does this, actually air?
Right now.
Say...
The Squirrel Network reluctantly presents...
Through contractual obligation...
The Bells in the Bat-Free Christmas Special!
Such as it is.
With special guest star!
Guest star? No one said anything about a guest...
So sit back, relax, and learn the true meaning of the season with the Bells in the Bat-Free Christmas Special! Right after these words.
Hello, friends. Why wrap your gifts in plain old paper when you can wrap them in pork chops?
Brad, Arnie, Miss Schmackelheimer, listen up. We're doing a Christmas special.
Cool.
When? Right now. It's already started.
What?
So we need to think of a plot. Everybody needs to be a character or something so we can learn the true meaning of the season.
Advertising?
Brad, you be the villain.
What?
Arnie, you be the elves.
Why should I be
Miss Schmackelheimer... I'll think of something for you in a minute. As soon as this commercial's over, we gotta get started.
Oh, if I didn't eat it, you can't beat it. Ho, ho, ho.
I am a happy elf. Building toys in Santa's workshop. Gosh, everything is going very, very smoothly. And maybe that'll make this a very short special. Oh, great. Here comes your villain.
I am the villain, and I'm gonna stop Christmas. Somehow. And what's this music for?
Brad, the villains always introduce themselves in song.
Say what?
Sing! Sing!
I hate Santa Claus, you know. He is such a meanie. He didn't give me the toy I wanted, a little spinning beanie. So I, the winner, heat warlock miser person, am gonna cook his goose. Figuratively.
And how are you going to do that, Mr. Evil Wither
Miser person,
heat thing?
Yeah. How?
Uh-huh.
Yes, how? How am I going to do that? Yes, well, snowmen.
Snowmen?
Yes, I'm going to melt all the snowmen around the world.
That's the plot?
You got something better?
Oh, those poor snowmen.
Yes, not only will it upset the children, but all those snowmen melting at once will cause... tidal waves.
You're serious about this, aren't
and
you?
And nobody's gonna stop me. Ha, 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 ha. I'm exiting now.
Gee, I wish I could help Santa and all those poor snowmen, but I, Tiny Tim Elf, have a bum leg. Oh, now it's my turn, I guess. All right. I'll be limping for Christmas. Cause my leg is gimpy. I better find someone to help me this Christmas, or this plot's gonna stay pretty skimpy.
Oh, criminy, we need a narrator here, someone to explain what's happening. Who wants to be narrator?
Not me,
I'm the villain.
I'll be the narrator. Let me imitate somebody famous.
And so the little elf...
Well, wait a minute!
What?
Who's that?
It's Jimmy Durante!
Jimmy who?
Jimmy Durante! He narrated Frosty the Snowman!
Uh-huh!
You want to pick somebody from this century?
But I do a good Jimmy Durante!
Who's gonna know?
Unless you're an old geezer like...
I'm doing Jimmy Durante!
All right. Google him, kid.
And so little tiny Tim Elf ran away!
I am running away from Santa's workshop because... why am I running away?
What?
Why am I running away?
He was running away because he felt he didn't fit in.
Fit into what? The door?
No.
The window?
No.
The building?
No.
Then what?
All the other elves used to laugh and call him names.
I don't believe we're doing
this. Ha ha, you walk with a limp.
What are you doing?
I'm one of the other elves.
You're the villain.
I'm multi-parting.
Well, you need to make your voice higher. Higher.
Ha ha, you... walk funny.
And you gotta call me names.
Herman, George, Malcolm, Irving, Charlie.
And then all of a sudden he met a doorbell. There's someone at the door.
I'll get it. Yes?
Pizza delivery.
Pizza's here.
Oh, for who ordered a pizza?
Who ordered a pizza?
Arnie Crunchpart.
Never heard of him.
That's my pizza.
It's for this Crunchpart guy.
I'm buying it for him.
Oh, okay.
Can I see the pizza, please?
Oh, I suppose so. Here, take a look.
Ooh, that looks good. But why are there pieces of crust on the edges of the box?
Oh, those must have fallen off my previous delivery.
Wait a minute. One of them's going to say something.
I am the crust of pizza's past.
Long past?
No, your past.
And so the crust of pizza's past showed Arnie what pizza's were like in the past.
Ooh, I really piled on the anchovies back then, didn't I?
Yes, even then, Tiny Tim, Elf, you didn't fit in. All the anchovies you would have liked to have on the pizza.
Is someone gonna pay me for this pizza?
I like pizza that is deep dish, covered with lots of smelly dead fish. But that, of course, was in the past. I knew my fondness wouldn't last so long ago. Oh, me, oh, whoa. Now that love just isn't worth beans. Today, I'd rather spend my money on pizza covered with pepper. Pepperoni. So that was Christmas, you see, and such potential jeopardy, calamity, catastrophe. We gotta find what Christmas means.
So you used to like anchovies and now you prefer pepperoni.
That is correct.
How does that threaten Christmas?
Look, I'm doing my part here. I'm trying to get this stupid plot rolling.
All right. In that case, my idea to melt all the snowmen can come to fruition because now there's a whole mess of anchovies left over because Arnie's not eating them anymore, and those are what I can burn to melt the snowman.
This is getting way out of control.
It was okay until he butted in.
What, the Christmas anchovy miracle?
Guys, come on. If only there was some sort of subplot we could cut to break away from this for a while.
Gang-da-bum-da-bum-bum. They told the ref he's blind, he's a bum-bum-bum. Ah, Mr. Crunchpart always keeps his lab nice and neat. It's never a problem cleaning this thing at the end of the day. Hey, what's this, a newspaper? And it's got the funnies. I love the funnies. Oh, let me see. That's Beetle Bailey. Oh, Sergeant's always beating him up. Reminds me of my sergeant in the army. I beat him up. That's why they threw me out of the army. Oh, wait a minute. This gizmo seems to be aiming some sort of laser thing at this newspaper. I better put it back where I found it. Well, I guess exactly where it was originally, but what harm could it do being off-kilter just a tiny bit? Oh, I'm dreaming of a pink and purple polka dotty Christmas, just like the ones I never knew.
Oh, me confused.
Everything in color.
We need no Sunday.
Maybe we your neighbor Ziba's house.
We rock. Me no see Ziba.
Ziba, where are you?
Not be so loud, Bob.
Oh, you, Bob.
He Larry.
I thought me Floyd.
No, me Floyd.
No, me hungry.
Me hungry, too.
We eat a Ziba.
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 You be quiet, Bob, and me smack head.
I like to see you smack head.
Yes, smack head.
Me smack head.
Ow.
Bob smack own head.
Bob not sharpest knife on tree.
I say we go find something to eat.
I say we take vote.
No, can't eat vote.
Floyd got point.
Then I take the rear.
Ooh, that best part of Ziba.
Christmas has been pink and purple polka dotted.
Strange man go.
Now we hunt food. Good, cause me hungry.
We gonna hunt some food, cause we is crocodile. We gonna eat some food, cause we is crocodile. We gonna eat some food, cause we is crocodile.
Oh, that lovely.
Very nice.
Yep.
So, what plan again?
I forget.
Hunt food and eat it.
Oh, good plan, Bob.
You, Bob. Me, Floyd.
I me, Floyd.
No, me, Larry.
You know Floyd.
Him, Barber.
Of Seville.
Dave Seville.
Alvin.
Me, no Alvin. Me, Floyd. I'm telling him, Larry. I wish I was Bob.
Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you old five and dime. Merry Christmas.
Before we return to the action, a brief explanation may be in order. If you are not familiar with the crocodiles you have just heard, they are from the comic strip Pearls Before Swine by Stephen Pastis. An excellent comic strip and well worth your while. If you can't find it online or in your local newspaper, then I recommend you purchase several Pearls Before Swine books. You will enjoy them very much and they make excellent gifts. And no, I am not receiving a penny for this plug. If you are not familiar with the comic strip, all you need to know is that the crocodiles are small, they are stupid, and they love to eat wild animals. And now back to the action.
Christmas, Joe's Pool Hall. Merry Christmas, Banana Republic. Merry Christmas, Victoria's Secret. Ooh. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
And a Happy New Year to you in jail.
What you doing in Victoria's Secret, Mr. Potter?
Never you mind, George. Let me try this in a medium.
Merry Christmas, you crummy old savings and loan. Oh, Merry Christmas, Mary. What's everybody doing here?
It's a miracle, George. Everybody heard that you needed an ending to your Christmas special, and they all showed up with ideas.
Except for me. I just want to get paid for my pizza.
Listen, Daddy. They say that every time a bell rings, another Christmas commercial is aired.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Well, that was a great ending to our special. And now, ladies and gentlemen... Yellow. Oh, Mr. Starnborn, right? Well, yes, you heard the ending, and I... You didn't think it was a... You want some more endings? And if you don't like them, you'll... Oh, that's a nice buzzer. Yeah, we'll see if we can work with some more endings really fast, and... Yellow. Oh, boy.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
Is this Ms. Schmackelheimer, Ms. Sadie Schmackelheimer?
Yes.
Your special guest is here?
Oh, I told my agent to send over a celebrity. Great, who is it?
I have no clue. It doesn't look like anybody I know, and it's certainly not Antonio Banderas, so I don't care.
Well, didn't they give you any clue or indication as to who they are or anything?
Oh, yeah. They gave me a card. Here you go.
Okay, let me see. Jolene Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. I know her. She's got her own podcast.
Uh-huh.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Yeah, whoever, whatever. So, are we done here? Can I go now? Actually, it doesn't really matter if we're not done, because I'm going, because I've had enough. Bye-bye. Bye now.
And now on the show, we have a special celebrity guest star. Please welcome Jolene Roxbury from the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And great. What are you going to be doing for us today?
Nice, serious Christmas song. It hangs down from the chandelier. We have no idea what it does. Its shape is weird and it drips with goo and lets out a high-sounding buzz. It grows a couple of feet each day and wiggles with kind of a twitch. We keep it 'cause it's a present from a visiting uncle who's rich, very, very rich.
Ha ha ha! Merry Christmas!
Okay, everybody, Mr. Starnbormer didn't like the ending that we came up with, so we need to come up with something that he'll like. So, somebody, throw something out, quick.
I'm as giddy as a schoolboy, I...
Won't you guide my sleigh to...
And he, the Gingrich himself, carved the roast...
Bumbles bounce, and...
Frosty melted!
Ho, ho, none of the reindeer are over their case of Montezuma's
Wait, stop. All right, I'm done. I've had enough. I have an ending. I'm Fairy, the special Christmas ending fairy, or words to that effect, and I'm here to give an ending to this. I've had enough. Let the pain end. Let it stop with me. The buck stops here. The end. Bye-bye. Everyone, go home. Have a lovely Christmas. Drink something for me. No, bring a drink for me. Yes, even that's better. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. And we're done.
And apparently Mr. Starnbormer liked that ending, so we are done. Good night, everybody. Appreciate you joining us, and see you next year. Okay, everybody, ooh, that's a wrap.
Oh, boy.
You can all go home now.
I'm not going home, Mr. Bell.
Oh, where are you going, Arnie?
My aunt is getting married.
Oh.
And we're going to go celebrate.
Well, that's very nice. It's going to be a big church wedding.
Oh, no. They're going to sneak off and get married.
Oh, they're going to sneak off to Vegas?
No. Keep it local. The aunt elopes here.
Antelopes here.
Bob, there are antelopes here.
We love antelope.
Eat the antelope.
He's funny looking antelope.
Don't look at the antelopes. Just eat the antelopes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, does anybody have any, like, bug spray, rock spray? Go away.
Merry Christmas, Beth.
Merry Christmas.
Now, you watch a lot of television. You like
I
to
sure
watch.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You're in dedicated
fact,
to
in
that.
In fact, that gets Mama. Mommy can do.
What she needs to do?
What she needs to do.
Because you're out of the
because
way.
Because I'm out of the way.
And you like the Christmas TV specials?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, tell me about some of your favorites.
I saw How the Grinch Stole Christmas. He was a bad guy.
Was he now?
Yeah, he was. He tried to steal Christmas. Well, and he's green. Ew.
Wait, are you saying everybody that's green is mean?
Green mean. Hey, that rhymes.
Well, let's see.
Did you know that we learned that in school? Rhyme? Rhyming words?
Can you rhyme words?
No. Let's go back to Christmas.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about school. I'm out of school for 2 weeks.
You can forget,
about
everything. So, like the Hulk is green. Is he mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Wicked Witch of the West is
and
green.
She's very mean. Yeah, I'll get you my pretty.
How about the Jolly Green Giant?
He's nice. He ho ho ho's like Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah. But let's get back to the Grinch.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the Grinch. Why was he so mean?
Because his, his heart was small.
How many times small?
I don't know.
Three times too small.
I'm just a little kid. I don't know these things.
Well, I thought you maybe have memorized it by
but,
now.
But there's Cindy Lou, who is no more than two.
You remember and that
I'm,
number.
And I'm older than she is. And he had a dog that he put antlers on.
Max.
Okay, if you say so. And Max flew down the hill with the sled and bounced and all that.
Uh-huh.
But then at the end, his heart grew and he
Max's?
Became a love. No, keep up with this story.
I'm sorry. Whose heart grew?
The Grinch.
Oh, the Grinch.
And where was I?
The Grinch's heart grew 3 times that day.
Okay. Got well, it. Let's go on to another story.
No, wait. I have a question about this one.
What?
Well, how did it end? So his heart grew.
Well, they all held hands and they sang la, 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 la. And then the Grinch carved the roast beef.
Beast.
Beef.
No, beast.
Beef.
It's the roast beast.
It's the roast beef.
No, it's the roast beast.
No, Mommy has roast beef.
Yeah, but the Grinch has roast beast.
No, roast beef.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Did the Grinch learn a lesson?
He learned not to be Grinchy anymore.
So do you think he learned the true meaning of Christmas?
Yeah.
Which is?
Toys.
Ah. So that's what the Grinch learned, is that toys are the true meaning of Christmas.
Yep, yep.
Okay, what's another special that you really like?
There's a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ah, yes.
I like JJ the Wheat one because there's a little bitty tree and it bends over and it's
kind of like Grandpa.
And it's got an ornament.
A what?
A ball. A ball.
A Christmas ball.
Yeah,
a
Christmas ball. And who's the one that stands there and he says, the true meaning of Christmas,
that's
behold,
Linus.
There is a inn with a baby in a manger and the stars come down and the wise men bring incense and peppermint and all like that. And they bring all this stuff, but the baby's in there, and he's freezing his tail off. They should have brought blankets.
The wise men.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, but gold were, and
but
oils
they're,
and
But
things.
They're not wise, because they didn't bring the baby a blanket.
Why do you think they call them wise men, then?
I don't have any idea.
Okay, so what happens at the end of the Charlie Brown special?
Snoopy wins first place!
And the meaning of the season is?
Toys.
What's another special that you like to watch?
Another special. Oh, is A Wonderful Wife.
A Wonderful Wife?
Don't you understand me? And it's about a little bell that ding, ding, ding. And it's about...
Clarence.
Clarence.
Yes.
Okay. He comes down and he helps George out.
How does he help him out?
By showing him the true meaning of Christmas.
Which is?
Choice.
Now, if you were to create a Christmas special,
uh-huh.
What would it be about?
Toys. Mm. What you should get your child for Christmas.
Isn't that what the commercials do?
Come think of it, yes.
Yeah, so it'd be just kind of an hour's worth of commercials.
Yeah.
I like the way this girl thinks.
And I'm gonna make cookies for Santa.
Why do you do that? You're not trying to, like, bribe him into giving you more.
Hey, that's an idea.
Toys.
You think if I leave 10 cookies, he'll leave me 10 toys?
I bet if you left him like a 7-layer cake.
Ew, Hey, Mama.
Empty the bag under the tree.
I got an idea.
Okay, so you're going to go get Mom to make you a 7-layer cake?
Yep. And I can get...
I'm liking this idea.
And then he can empty your hoist.
Good night, Beth.
Good night. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.